Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, Texts 15 and 16. They are together, and the translation is common. Only 15 is up on the board, so we will chant 15 together, and I will chant 16 myself. I'll read text 16. I'll read the translation together. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great-minded Maharaj Nanda gave clothing, ornaments, and cows in charity to the cowherd men in order to please Lord Vishnu. And thus he improved the condition of his own son in all respects. He distributed charity to the Sutas, the Magadhas, and the Vandis, and men of all other professions according to their educational qualifications, and satisfied everyone's desires. Purport. Although it has become fashionable to speak of Daridra Narayana, the words Vishnur Aradhanarthaya do not mean that all the people satisfied by Nanda Maharaj in this great ceremony were Vishnus. They were not Daridra, nor were they Narayan. Rather, they were devotees of Narayan. And by their educational qualifications, they would satisfy Narayan. Therefore, satisfying them was an indirect way of satisfying Lord Vishnu. Madbhakta Puja Bhyadika, Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 19, Text 21. The Lord says, worshipping my devotees is better than worshipping me directly. The Varnashrama system is entirely meant for Vishnu Aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu. Varnashramacharavata purushena parhapuman Vishnur aradhyate. Vishnu Puran 3.8.9. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. The uncivilized man or materialistic person, however, does not know the aim of life. Nate vidhu swartha gatim hi vishnum, Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 31. One's real self-interest lies in satisfying Lord Vishnu. Not satisfying Lord Vishnu, but instead attempting to become happy through material adjustments, bahir artha maninaha, is a wrong way for happiness. Because Vishnu is the root of everything, if Vishnu is pleased, everyone is pleased. In particular, one's children and family members become happy in all respects. Nanda Maharaj wanted to see his newborn child happy. That was his purpose. Therefore, he wanted to satisfy Lord Vishnu. And to satisfy Lord Vishnu, it was necessary to satisfy his devotees, such as the learned Brahmanas, Magadhas, and Sutas. Thus, in a roundabout way, ultimately, it was Lord Vishnu who was to be satisfied. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So the celebrations following Krishna's appearance in this world are going on. So many festivities in Vraja. Nanda Maharaj is distributing in charity many millions of cows. He is giving precious items to everybody. Of course, everybody in Vrindavan is a devotee, special devotee. And as Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, Nanda Maharaj's objective was ultimately to look to the welfare of his son. And because he wanted his son's welfare, and he wanted his son happy, so he wanted Vishnu to be happy. He wanted God to be happy. And in order to make God or Vishnu happy, he wanted to make the Lord's devotees happy. Little did Nanda Maharaj know that his son himself was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the origin of the Lord whom he wanted to please through the service to his devotees. But this then is Vrindavan. It is a special feature of Vrindavan, where the devotees of Krishna are not driven by the motivator to serve Krishna because he is God. Krishna just happens to be the most attractive, most lovable personality in all of existence, and that is what drives the Vrajabasis to be such exalted devotees of his. In the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about how it has become fashionable to speak of Daridra Narayana. So in India, there was a political leader who spoke about the poor people as being Daridra Narayan, that they are the poor are also Narayan, because he didn't want the poor people to be neglected or mistreated. So in order to avoid that, he declared that they are poor Narayana. The word Daridra means poor. So he said, they are poor Narayan, so therefore don't mistreat the poor. That was his idea. But it gave the impression to people that you're trying to indicate that Narayan himself is poor. How can Narayan be poor? He is the Lord of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. He is endowed with all six opulences. So Prabhupada, in numerous places, he strongly points out that this is not the correct understanding of Daridra Narayan. So Narayan is always full of opulences. He is never poor. And neither is the ordinary man to be compared to Narayan. So therefore he says here that the people who Nanda Maharaj wanted to satisfy were neither Vishnu nor were they poor. Vrindavan was full of opulence. And we have seen in the previous verses how they celebrated by throwing butter and yogurt and ghee and so on top of each other. And try doing that today. And just count how much it's going to cost if everybody today starts doing that. But for them, butter, yogurt, ghee, etc. was so abundantly available that they were just throwing it about. So it gives us an indication of the kind of opulence that existed in Vrindavan in those days. Later on in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's emphasis is on serving devotees. And he mentions here a verse from the Bhagavatam, Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyatika, in which the Lord says, worshipping my devotees is better than worshipping me directly. So this is a very important principle for all of us as devotees. Because Krishna, in a sense, although he's very, very close to us, he's within our heart, he's next to the soul, and we see him in the form of the deity, in the form of the scripture, his holy name, and so on. But even more tangible than Krishna's presence in our life through these different manifestations is the presence of Krishna through his devotees. Not that the devotees are Krishna, but the devotees are representations of Krishna because they remind us of Krishna. They encourage us to become devotees of Krishna. And very importantly, by service to them, one can obtain Krishna. Serving the devotees helps us to please Krishna. Krishna is extremely pleased when the devotees are pleased. In the Nectar of Devotion or the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has outlined, following the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 64 items of sadhana bhakti. And one of them is Vaishnavanam Sevanam, the service of the Vaishnavas. And he glorifies the service of the Vaishnavas in different ways. And he mentions a very interesting point, that everything that is in connection with the Lord is also to be seen in connection with the devotees. All those angas or limbs of devotional service which have been mentioned by Rupa Goswami that are to be performed in relation to the Lord, like for example, glorifying Him, hearing about Him, worshipping Him, etc., remembering Him, are also to be done in connection with the devotees of the Lord. So what applies to the Lord also applies to the devotees of the Lord. It's a very important point. So inasmuch as it is important to glorify Krishna, it is also important to glorify the devotees of Krishna. And actually, that's what the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. We see glorification of the devotees sometimes more than the Lord Himself. For example, the seventh canto, most of it is the episode of Prahlad Maharaj and his being protected by Lord Narasimhadev. But actually, if you look at it, it is Prahlad Maharaj who is being glorified more than Lord Narasimhadev. It is because of Prahlad's super excellent devotional qualities that the Lord was obliged to descend onto this earth from far away Vaikuntha and protect his devotee. So the glories of the devotees are to be found in all the scriptures. And this in fact pleases the Lord very much. And after Rupa Goswami has mentioned these items, he recites 60 items of the 64 items of sadhana bhakti, and then he repeats 4 items that have been previously mentioned. Because, or rather 5, from 59 onwards. He repeats these 5 because they are so important. Mahaprabhu says the same thing. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravan Mathura Vasa Shri Murti Rashadhaya Sevana. He says these 5 things are very important. Which are the 5? Sadhu Sangha, the association of devotees. Number 2, Nama Kirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Bhagavata Shravan, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mathura Vas, residing in Mathura or the holy place. And Sri Murtira, Shraddhaya Sevan, faithfully serving the deity of the Lord. సకల సాధన శ్రేష్ఠ ఏ పంచ అంగ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ జన్మ ఏ పాచేర్ అల్ప సంగ. And then he goes on to say that of all the limbs of devotional service, these five are the best. And just by coming in contact with them, even minutely, alpa sangha, alpa means very, very minutely, or very insignificantly even, or even casually, Krishna prema janmaya, we can develop Krishna prema in the heart. So of these five, we can see sadhu sangha is very important. And interestingly, in the next chapter, Srila Prabhupada defines sadhu sangha as service to the Vaishnavas, not simply associating with the Vaishnavas. It's not an impersonal thing. So when we are associating with Vaishnavas, it is in a mood of service to them. And therefore, although it means coming in the association of devotees to serve Krishna, we also serve Krishna by serving each other, by serving the devotees of the Lord. So service to the Vaishnavas is multidimensional. One is, of course, the physical service to the devotees of the Lord. In the Sri Sampradaya, there's so much emphasis to this, and this was picked up by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also emphasized it very strongly. We see in the dealings of the six Goswamis and the other Goswamis in Vrindavan how strongly the principle of Vaishnav Seva was emphasized. Apart from personal physical seva, the most important thing is to encourage each other in remembering Krishna and becoming devotees of Krishna, real devotees of Krishna. Let's say we are coming here to hear a Srimad Bhagavatam class. So what service are we doing by coming here? Can you mention the different types of services that happen when we come here to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class? What are the different services that go on? Yeah. Shravanam, you will be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. What else is happening? Okay, traveling to a spiritual place, you're coming, sapada sevanam. So you're coming here all the way from your respective places of residence, and you're coming here to serve the Lord, to see Him, to sit in the class. So you've done pada sevanam. Pada sevanam means serving the lotus feet of the Lord, as well as using our feet to serve the Lord. So that's the second thing that happens. What else happens? Sorry? Okay, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Yes. Sorry? Krishna Smaranam. Yes. Remembering Krishna. And of course, everything connected to the deity. We take darshan of the deity. We smell the incense offered to the deity, the flowers. So many things. But what is the one thing that I'm looking for in this connection? Association of devotees. Yes. But in this association, as you're sitting here, are you serving the devotees? Or are you just associating? Are you just sitting with them and hearing Bhagavatam? Or are we also serving in some way? Sorry? Absolutely. We are encouraging each other by being here, present, to hear the Bhagavatam class. So let's say there was only one person sitting here, or two people sitting here. They're not going to feel very encouraged to sit and hear the Bhagavatam class. They couldn't think, oh, only one or two of us. And what to speak of the speaker? You know, what enthusiasm is he or she going to have to speak the class? But when everybody is present and eager to hear, the speaker is enlivened, and the listeners are enlivened because they see, oh, there's so many other devotees along with me. So by being present in the Bhagavatam class, we're sending out a message to the other devotees. It's important to be here. Be here now, right? So this is a service to the Vaishnavas. By our being present here, we are encouraging the devotees, similarly with kirtan and all other forms of devotional service. Or whether it's serving prasadam, or whether it is, you know, preparing for Janmashtami, or whatever else it is. We are actually encouraging devotees by our physical presence, and their presence encourages us. So this is the reciprocal way in which we also serve the different devotees of the Lord. So all the angas of devotional service that pertain to the Lord also pertain to the devotees. Therefore we should hear about the law of the devotees, the great devotees especially. Not that we hear about what that devotee has done. You know what that one has done? He did this to that one. Not that kind of hearing of devotees. But hearing the wonderful qualities of devotees. We hear about the Goswamis. We hear about the other exalted Vaishnavas. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. So the Padma Puran says, and I think Prabhupada quotes this verse here somewhere. No, he quotes another verse. So this verse is an important verse for us because it declares that amongst all forms of worship, the worship of Vishnu is the highest. Aradhananam, of all forms of aradhana or worship, sarvesham, of all forms, Vishnur aradhanam, the worship of Vishnu is supreme, param. Tasmat parataram, even more than that, even greater than that, O Devi, that means Shiva is speaking to Durga. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman ki jai, Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. So Shiva is speaking to Durga and he says, Tasmat paratram Devi tadiyanam samarchanam. So the complete worship of those things connected to Krishna or Vishnu are even more, or even greater than the worship of the Lord himself. So the Lord is certainly pleased when we worship Him. But He is even more pleased when we connect things that are connected to Him. When we worship things that are connected to Him. Especially those things and people that are very dear to Him. This is called Tadiya Seva. Tadiya Seva means the worship of people or things connected to the Lord. Can you give some examples of Tadiya Seva? Yes? Tulsi Maharani. Excellent. There are many people who value Tulsi because, you know, she has many, her leaves have many medicinal properties. And they make tea out of it and they do so many other things. Some people worship Tulsi because it's pious to worship Tulsi. In India, it's very common. In places that have courtyards, even those who are not devotees of Krishna traditionally have Tulsi in the courtyard. Nowadays this culture is of course declining rapidly, but it's still very common to find it, especially in the southern part of India and western India. So they worship Tulsi with a non-devotional attitude. Someone for health, someone for piety, someone just because it's a cultural custom. But for us as devotees of Krishna, we don't worship Tulsi for any such purpose. We worship Tulsi only because she is pleasing to Krishna. And by serving her, we can get love for Krishna. We chant this every morning. So similarly, what else apart from Tulsi? Tadiya Seva. What do we have here? Just some distance away, the Goshala. So service to the cows, there's also Tadiya Seva. Because the cows are very dear to Krishna. There are many people who serve cows for exactly the same reasons that they worship Tulsi. Because of piety and so many other things. But we worship the cows because they are very dear to Krishna. And Krishna is Gopal, Govinda. His abode is called Gokul, Goloka, Govardhanam. Go means cow. What else is included in Tadiya Seva? Sorry? Only senior Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, so you're saying only senior Vaishnava. This is an interesting point. Sorry? Okay, yeah, fine. The answer is senior Vaishnavas, you're saying. Before I come to Vaishnavas, I'll give a few more examples of Tadiya Seva. Worshipping Yamuna, worshipping Ganga. All this is Tadiya Seva. Yes? The Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. So yes, Vaishnavas are also Tadiya because they're connected to the Lord very intimately. And the Lord is very pleased when we serve His devotees. So therefore Krishna says, or rather the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shushru Shoshat Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Syan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanad. By serving the exalted devotees of the Lord, great service is done. And what happens when we do that? Vasudeva Katharuchi. One gets a taste for hearing Krishna Katha. Now this is such a great benediction. If we develop taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, our life is successful. And that can happen when we serve exalted Vaishnavas. So obviously serving Vaishnavas has many, many benefits. Not only is Krishna directly pleased, but also we get the taste, we get the credits that we need for developing a taste for hearing about Krishna, which then will also give us Krishna prema. But I would like to make a small point here. Inasmuch as it is important to serve exalted Vaishnavas, and the more exalted the Vaishnava, the greater the benefit we get by serving offenselessly and selflessly, it is also important for us to not forget to serve those whom we may think are not exalted. For Krishna, all the Vaishnavas are dear. So in that sense, although we do make distinctions between Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttama, between neophytes, intermediate devotees and exalted devotees, we should also keep in mind that the newer devotees are not to be neglected. In fact, serving even the most common of devotees who we may think are common, are new devotees, is a very important part of our Krishna consciousness. In fact, how we serve the most ordinary of the devotees, who we consider quote-unquote ordinary, is how we will serve Krishna. So if we are mistreating somebody, or if we are not behaving properly towards somebody, not respecting that devotee, then actually we are not respecting Krishna. That is how Krishna is going to take it. So it's easy for devotees to respect those who are senior. Even that is sometimes difficult in this day and age. And to respect those who are our peers, well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And to those who are our subordinates, quote-unquote subordinates, or those who have come after us in Krishna consciousness and so on, it's harder to respect them. We expect things from them. But actually the principle of Vaishnavism is that we serve everybody. The Vaishnava is willing to even serve an ant, what to speak of a human being, and what to speak of a Vaishnava. So the principle of Vaishnava Seva, and this theme recurs everywhere in all the Vaishnava Sampradayas. The most exalted devotees set the example by worshipping all the devotees, even the simple, ordinary devotees. And that is Vaishnava culture. If this is the culture that we emphasize in our devotee communities, then truly speaking, our devotion life individually and collectively will go on flourishing because Krishna will shower His mercy. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur has emphasized, that dharma has three legs on which it stands, or it has three aspects. Anyone remembers them? The three angas of dharma, real dharma. Jive daya, yes? Jive daya means, yes, jive daya means to have mercy on the living entities by preaching Krishna consciousness, distributing books, chanting the holy names, speaking about Krishna. Second is Vaishnava seva. And the third is Namaruchi, having taste in the chanting of the holy names. So serving the Vaishnavas according to Bhaktivinod Thakur and the other acharyas is such an important element of our dharma. So therefore we can always keep that in mind when we are around devotees, so that we don't let familiarity breed contempt, and we can see the wonderful qualities of the Vaishnavas. The most important quality being that they have come to Krishna. That is the one quality that is the overriding quality that will eclipse whatever bad qualities we may see in them. Whether those qualities that we see truly exist or not, but the quality that they have come to surrender to Krishna is the foremost quality which we should respect and cherish. Thank you very much. I'll leave a few minutes for comments and questions.